Next is a letter, Dr. Goodsell, regarding patient Donald D-O-N-A-L-D, last name is Swasnik, S-Y-W-A-S-S-I-N-K. Date of birth is 3/10/1931. Dear Dr. Goodsell, had a pleasure being patient Donald Swasnik in the office on 1/23/2013, per as you recall. This is an 81-year-old Caucasian male, initially seen by myself in the office on 4/15/2000 for evaluation, per at that time he noted with an abnormal ECG, suggests ischemia as well as a murmur, per he underwent a percentage of systemia as well as echocardiogram, per echocardiogram showed mild hypokinesis, LV of 40% with regional wall mortality, suggests coronary artery disease, and this was confirmed by percentage of systemia, per he underwent coronary angiography, showing a 40% stenosis and a non-dominant right coronary, otherwise no significant disease with LV of 45-50%, per the patient subsequently noted an abnormal adenosine mild view on 12/7/2005 with a fixed inferior wall defect consistent with prior infarction, otherwise no change compared to prior pre-anal repeat coronary angiography service through Hall Center on 1/20/2006, showing 3 vessel coronary arteries and 90% stenosis in a small diagonal branch LED. Non-immobile intervention, 30-40% stenosis proximal first octagon branch band circumflex, and right coronary with 60-70% stenosis. Period decision made, treat the patient medically. Period has been minimal case follow-up. With last follow-up on 11/14/2012, period last follow-up study, debridement of stethoscope with 6/19/2012, notably negative for inducible ischemia. However, at that time, LV systolic function would be markedly worse with LV EF estimated 20-25%. Period, patient subsequently underwent a repeat echocardiogram on 11/21/2012, showing left ventricular and right atrial enlargement with remainder of intercart chain dimensions appearing normal. Period, there was mild consistent cardiac hypertrophy with LVEF 30-34% consistent ischemic coagulopathy, mild severe LV systolic dysfunction. Period. There's also sclerosis aortic valve, otherwise cardiac valve structure appeared unremarkable, as well as evidence of diastolic dysfunction. Period. He presents a for follow-up. Period. He does admit to fatigue. Period. Not any chest discomfort per se. Shortness of breath at rest, nausea, vomiting, diaphoresis, neck chill, arm pain, palpitation, syncope, near syncope, thotanopia, and exertional dyspnea. Pre-Perkoff on physical exam, vitals as follows. Heart rate of 63, respiratory 14, blood pressure 120/78, weight is 205 pounds, height is 6 0 inches, period. HENT is unremarkable, there's no JVD corroborative noted, period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm. With a 2/6 systolic murmur per no S3 or S4 noted, per PMI is non-displaced, lungs are clear, evidence of non-tender positive bowel sounds, per extremely warm and dry, without cyanosis, pallor, edema, per pulses were intact, times 4 extremities, period, Perkoff, impression 1 coronary artery disease, number 2, ischemic cardiomyopathy with moderate to severe LV systolic dysfunction, next number, mild aortic stenosis. Next number, left bundle branch block. Next number, hypertension. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Period Perkoff. Recommendation 1, patient will be started on lisinopril 10 milligrams daily. Prescription has been transmitted. Number 2, he's otherwise to continue current medical regimen. Have reviewed medication of the patient. Next number, interview worsening cardiomyopathy as well as echocardial coronary disease. These patients does warrant coronary angiography, period. He'll be scheduled for an right and left heart catheterization. Period, I reviewed indication for procedure response alternatives. Patient is agreeable. Next number, patient otherwise follow up in 1 month or prior as needed. Period. If no disease amenable or needing intervention, I think at this point he will warrant ICD implantation. If he requires intervention, we'll reassess LV function in approximately 90 days. Period. Paragraph, thank you much for allowing me to present Carol's patient question concerns. Please know that to contact me. Signed this sincerely, Dr. William G. L. at Comedio.